Hi, I'm Sian, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. At this month's sitting of Tynwald, the court approved an implementation plan for the DOI's rollout of 20-mile-per-hour zones in residential areas. It wasn't without some criticism, though. Some members had concerns over the lack of public consultation on the proposals. And there were some amendments to the minister's motion. Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward joined myself and Ben on Manx Radio Breakfast to discuss the outcome further. Minister Hayward, what was your reaction to some of the comments made during this debate?
I think it probably indicated that perhaps some members hadn't read the implementation plan that we published back in April in order to get it on the Register of Business so we could discuss it in this month's sitting. It's quite clear in the implementation plan where it says about our consultation and how we're going to carry that out and how we were going to work around in the areas and do a rolling programme of local consultation. So I'm a little bit concerned that we've been accused of not consulting when the entire point of that, the latter part of the implementation plan, is about consultation with local residents for what they want in their areas.
Now, you did address during your opening remarks in Tynwald some misconceptions. What were those misconceptions? What facts do you think have been perhaps misconceived?
I think the word blanket needs to be banned in connection with 20 miles an hour. It's not a blanket ban across anything. It was an all island scheme, so we are looking at all residential areas. And I think that's only fair because it's not reasonable to say, well, the residents of Douglas Central deserve to have 20 mile an hour traffic past their front doors, whereas the residents in perhaps Garth or Ramsey don't deserve the same consideration for the environment they live in. So it's definitely not a blanket ban. It's not being imposed by the department. We are going out for consultation now. We've produced some excellent maps that show for every local authority area what the current situation is and then what the changes that we're proposing will be.
You mentioned they're going out for consultation. That was one of the criticisms that came up during the debate. With hindsight, do you think more could have been done earlier?
I think the department followed statutory process. So they published the traffic regulation, the draft traffic regulation order, as they would normally do. They put it through the normal process, which is actually set out in law, and they did absolutely everything right. However, there was a significant amount of feedback. I think because that was published and we didn't put any comms around it and put any structure around it, that allowed the rumour mongers to get going and the falsehoods to start spreading around. And some of those have been propagated by some of my fellow colleagues in Tynwald. And I'm really disappointed with them for not having taken time to come and talk to me and to engage on this.
So does that statutory process work then?
I don't think it does in this instance. It does for all the other traffic orders that we issue on a regular, you know, and there are dozens of them signed off every week. And some of them are very small. They're about, you know, roadworks happening in a place and parking being prohibited and all of those things. So it wouldn't be appropriate and it's not law for those to come in front of Tynwald. This was obviously a magnitude of order difference. And that's why very early on it was quite clear that the next stage of implementation had to be to go out and talk to everyone.
Now, that implementation plan, it was supported in Tynwald with an amendment from Douglas Central MHK Anne Corlett, who we know has spoken a lot in support of 20-mile-per-hour zones around residential areas and schools. She picked out, I think, some of the wording from the plan and put that in the amendment around communication and maps and displaying the various areas. What was your reaction to that amendment?
Absolutely supportive. And I helped Mrs. Corlett with the wording and the structure of that. So essentially, you're right, she's picked out what was in the implementation plan. And as I said, the implementation plan was put on the Register of Business back in April. So it's been there and it's been a public document for people to read. We went for a very simple motion just to say, well, here's the implementation plan and this is what we said we'd come back with. And I'm absolutely fine with Mrs. Corlett putting those things on the face of the motion and making them so that there's an explicit Tynwald endorsement for what we've said we're going to do.
One of the criticisms that Rob Callister mentioned in his speech in Tynwald was around Mrs. Corlett's previous motions. He said that the original intent of that resolution had been misrepresented by the department. What are your thoughts on those comments?
I think Mr. Callister is trying to claim that this was only ever about Douglas Central. And if you read the motion, it is quite clearly not. It says residential areas. It doesn't specify it as being one particular part of the island. And I think that would be grossly unfair to the people who in Castletown and in Garth who have been asking for speed restrictions in their areas for years to try and pin it back. It's quite clear from the motion that was written that it's not pegged back to Douglas. And so I kind of that might be what his hope or intention was, but it's absolutely not what Tynwald intended.
There were some comments as well around traffic calming and pedestrian crossings, and perhaps in some areas they might be more effective than 20 mile per hour zones. Is that something that your department would look at going forward?
Yeah, and I think it's quite clear in our implementation plan that after signs have gone up, and signs, and I apologised to Mrs. Corlett yesterday, I said, if signs are the lowest common denominator thing that we could have done to satisfy that resolution of Dimwald, and actually we know it's probably not going to be enough in some areas. So as in the implementation plan, after we put signs in, we'll monitor areas and check. And the next step up will be changing the road layouts. And that might be introducing crossings. It might be introducing build outs or speed humps or speed tables or whatever is appropriate for that location. If we're still having problems with high speeds there, the next step will be to engineer the road so that those speeds are reduced.
So just going forward from here, then, there is the consultation. Where does it go from there? If someone has some concerns, is that's still an opportunity to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're consulting by each local authority area, and we'll produce the maps there. They'll be on display locally. They'll also be on display in the sea terminal as well. And there's a message to contact on an email to contact on there, so that we gather for each area, we're gathering in that feedback, and then we'll sit down and we'll look at it. And you know, there's no point. Some feedback, we have to be honest, will be ignored, because if somebody says, I don't want it past this school, that will be ignored. As Mr. Clewitt pointed out yesterday, there are things that we decide are nationally important, and schools and care homes and medical facilities and recreational facilities come on that. They are going to be protected, irrespective really of what's said. But there are other roads where we can have a debate. And I know Mr. Collister yesterday suggested actually he wanted the 20 mile an hour that's proposed for Main Road extended further back towards Whitebridge. And he wanted us to consider whether Hillbury should be 20 miles an hour rather than 30 miles an hour at the moment. So I think there are all of those local tweaks that we can make. And that's where we really want people to get involved in those consultations, because they're the ones with the experience of driving on those roads. They see the pedestrians that are using those areas, and they know about the sort of footfall rounded area and the risks that they can see in the area. So their feedback will be absolutely crucial.
I think you've touched on this a bit there, but we've talked a lot about the political debate. In terms of the public, what is the department doing to make sure it maintains the public trust, given some of the feedback that the public has given so far?
I think, and we have this discussion a lot, but the not all of the feedback that you hear is representative of people's feelings. There is a relatively small subset of feedback that is noisy, vocal, and carries on saying, I don't want 20 miles an hour anywhere. We have over 100 miles of roads that are already 20 miles an hour. So they're not going away. And this is just a question of what should be in there and what should we add to, rather than what we're going to stop.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.